On this episode, I'm going to share with you the morning routine and the evening routine, the stuff that I do every single day that's really helped me double my income since June. It's helped me get in the best shape of my life. It's helped me reach a level of happiness and fulfillment I didn't think that I could do. And I also feel like I'm just getting started. And I'm going to share with you exactly what I do every day so you can do it too and absolutely start crushing your days.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brohm.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 199. Of the Massive Agent Podcast. God damn, 199 already. I better get to work on 200, shouldn't I? No, I know what I'm going to do for 200, but I just haven't started putting it together. It's going to be pretty good. So don't miss next week's episode, the big 200. That doesn't sound as good coming out of my mouth as it did in my head. But the big, you know, doesn't sound as good as the big 40 or whatever. But the big 200, it's a big deal. All right. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. My name is Dustin Brohm, your host. I'm an agent in Salt Lake City, founder of the Massive Agent Society, and I run a real estate team across about 35 states now with approaching 200 agents. We have like 195 agents as of this morning, and that's a hell of a lot of fun. Two years ago, didn't even think that I'd be in the position to do what I do on a daily basis now. And so I'm going to get right into it, guys, because I've been doing some things in the last year. My life is absolutely transformed. And then it's physically, right? I made a huge physical transformation, got in the best shape of my life, feel amazing. My wife did the same thing and she's looking incredible, hotter than ever. And that started last October, actually it was September with 75 Hard. And then we hired our trainer, John Madsen, with Superhuman. We joined his program starting in October. And that's when the growth just started getting crazy. But it wasn't until June of this year that I really started to level up my income and things going on in my career and business. Okay. And you guys can do this stuff too. I'm going to go through exactly what I do and what's changed since June so that you guys can do it too. And I know a lot of people shy away from guarantees. I'm not going to shy away from shit. If you do this shit every single day without fail, you will see faster results than you've ever seen before in your life. Whatever that means to you, that maybe those are business results, maybe fitness, maybe relationships, maybe family. You're trying to be a better mom or a dad. How about all of the above? Like, why limit it to any of them? You should be leveling up in every single freaking one of them. And what I'm going to share with you will help you do that. Okay. So since June, I've started implementing a morning routine. Like up until June, guys, like I'd sleep in till 7 and I'm like, I'm a night person. I'm not a morning person. And what's interesting is so many people that I spoke to that I looked up to who are high achievers, who are really kicking ass, every single freaking one of them had some sort of morning routine. And so it took me, you know, over 38 years of my life, because I turned 38 in June. So it took me 38 years of my life to actually realize, huh, maybe there's something to that. Maybe I should start doing something in the morning, but I don't want to get up early. I don't want to get up at 4 a.m. and post a picture of me making coffee, right? I say that with love, like I, no, no disrespect, whatever. Because I post the same shit all the time too. Really, really interesting though. I learned I don't have to get up at 4. I could get up at 5:15 and I could still have a hell of a productive morning and still have time to do all this stuff, start the day off right before I take my kids to school. And I'm like, you know what? I can do that. I could do that. If all these people that I look up to, all these mentors of mine are telling me you need to start your day the right way, and here's what we do, it's time to listen. It only took me 38 years to figure it out. So luckily you guys get to hear it today. Just do this shit today. Okay. Now it takes a decision. It takes a commitment to do, because if you're not used to getting up at 5 or 5:30 or 6 or whenever it is, maybe it's 4. It doesn't necessarily matter which hour. Okay. I figured out when I need to get up to accomplish everything that I need, including honestly going to the bathroom, making some coffee, a couple other little things, and then doing my morning routine. How much time do I need before I have to get the kids up and start getting them ready for school? So I figured out about 5:15, 5:30, plenty of time. So I'm like, cool, for me, that works. I'll do that. I'll start getting up at 5:15 instead of 7. And at first it was rough, but like anything else, you just get used to it. And if you're listening to this now and you're like, screw you, I'm not getting up early, I'm just going to do all my shit late at night. Cool. I have a routine for the nighttime too. Okay, this is not just a morning thing. This is something where you're going to begin your day and you're going to end your day the same way. And you're going to end it with intention and power and purpose. And I guarantee that you start doing this now, you're going to have the best fourth quarter ever and the best 2022 that you could have ever imagined. I guarantee it, if you do these things. So what are these things? Let's jump into it, shall we? Let's do that. Okay, so we've all heard certain parts of this from many different people. The bulk of what I do now, I learned from my friend, my mentor, John Madsen, founder of Superhuman. You know, we joined his personal, his physical fitness and nutrition and, you know, lifestyle program, which was absolutely life-changing. The investment we made has paid dividends. Like it's hard to even put into words, but he started teaching us about this thing called victory hour to start the day. And then the victory lap, which he does at night. And I've added a couple things and made a couple tweaks, but ultimately if you guys are watching on YouTube, you just saw my camera shake like a son of a bitch. Okay. So here's what's crucial. The day needs to start off right by getting enough sleep, 7 hours of sleep. So did you do that with these victory hour things? It's not like 75 hard, or if you don't do one, you have to go start over. There's nothing to start over. Like, you either do it or you don't. And full disclosure, I'm not perfect with this. Sometimes there's some mornings where, for whatever reason, like I had a killer workout the day before, or just a shitty night's sleep the night before, or whatever. And I sleep until 6. And then like I do my best to get through most of this. I'm not perfect. I get, 90-95% of the time, I get this thing dialed in. So it's not about perfection. It's about constant improvement and effort. So 7 hours of sleep. That means I need to go to bed by about 10 p.m. That's hard for me. That's really hard because we get the kids down by 8 and then, got some other stuff to do. And ultimately it's like, I used to do so much at night and now I'm not doing those. So it took a paradigm shift for me. 7 hours of sleep. Did you get it? Did you not? What I've learned is if you get 7 hours of sleep, that is one of the best nootropics that you could ever take for your brain. A nootropic, the brain boosting super drug things. Well, 7 hours of sleep is the best natural nootropic out there. So you start the day off with 7 hours of sleep and you're already off to the races. Then I wake up, I make coffee, I go to the bathroom while the coffee's brewing. Then I go sit down, I read 10 pages of something inspiring, nonfiction, okay? Something personal development, business related, something inspiring that that can help me start the day off right. Not some, CIA thriller or, 50 Shades of Grey bullshit. Like, it's got to be nonfiction. Okay, so read 10 pages a day. Then once I'm done with that, I write my goals down. And usually when the weather's good, if it's not too cold, this morning it was like 34 in Salt Lake, so I did it inside. But normally I'll do this outside on the back patio, which is the best thing ever. I love doing this outside with my coffee. If it's a little bit cold, I'll have a blanket. And it keeps me awake when I'm outside. When I'm inside and cozy, it's harder to stay awake. So I start writing my goals down. After I finish my 10 pages of reading, I write my goals down. And I write them, I, Dustin Brome, this. Like, I, Dustin Brome, earn $100,000 per month every single month by, and then a date. I write that down. Then I, Dustin Brome, this. I, Dustin Brome, this. So I, your name, this. You could do one goal, you could do five, whatever. I do three. And you write it down after you write it, read it out loud. Read it out loud so then you can hear it. You're getting multiple senses involved, which just burns that into your subconscious mind even deeper. Then once I have those goals written down, I'll spend 5 minutes. I'll set my phone timer for 5 minutes to visualize what reaching that goal will mean to me, what it will feel like, what it will literally feel like, what I'll be doing as I'm reaching the goal, what will it mean, all that stuff. Like, how will I feel? What will I be smelling? Do I have a coffee in my hand? What does that coffee taste like? Where did I get it? Am I driving a certain car? Am I in a certain place? Am I with a certain person or people? 5 minute visualization of what it's going to be like to reach those goals. Then I do a 10 minute meditation. Okay, 10 to 20 minutes of meditation. I use the Headspace app and I just do a basic meditation. At first I'm like, this is kooky and weird. I'm not doing it. And then I'm like, well, how come all these people that I look up to say that you've got to do a meditation of some sort? Interesting. Maybe I should just believe them. Weird concept that if you're asking someone for advice or looking to them for guidance, you should probably just believe them, right? Don't just pick and choose the shit that you want to do or not do. So meditation. So then I'll end with 10 minutes of meditation. And once I get up from that meditation, I'm just on it. I'm happier. I'm much more calm during the day. I don't feel like a chicken with my head cut off with a million different things to do. It's amazing. So let me summarize this victory hour that you should do every morning. Okay. First, get 7 hours of sleep, a 10 to 20 minute meditation. Okay. There's all sorts of apps like Calm or Headspace. There's even websites so you can do it for free, all that stuff. Even if you just sit there, set a timer for 10 minutes and just be present with yourself, as weird as that sounds, meditate. So then read 10 pages of something inspiring, nonfiction, something personal development related, 10 pages. Then write your goals down, read them out loud once you're done. And then a 5 minute visualization of what it's going to be like to reach that goal as detailed as possible. Okay. So there's your morning. Okay. There's your morning. Then during the day, here's a couple things that I've added. I've been very consistent with this for the most part. Train 4 days per week. I train 4 days per week in the gym with weights. I kick my ass Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, I'll go to the gym and just do some recovery stuff, some stretching, move a little bit. I'll use the compression sleeve thingies on my legs. If you guys have seen my Instagram story with those weird marshmallow puffy things on my legs, those are compression sleeves. I'll do that because my gym has those. My wife and I also got a membership to Restore, which has cryotherapy, compression, IV drips, stretching, red light therapy, hyperbaric chamber, all this crazy, crazy stuff that once you start learning about it, isn't crazy at all. But it helps you recover and just like have energy and be healthy. It's unbelievable. So I train 4 days a week. Every single day, I track my calories. Every single calorie that goes into my body, including the creamer in my coffee. So when I'm putting creamer in my coffee, I know two tablespoons is a serving of half and half. I measure that shit out every day, every cup, 2 tablespoons. So then I know how much fat I'm getting and how many carbs I'm getting from that half and half. So I know exactly how many calories I've consumed for the day. That's everyone's different. I'm not going to give you guidance, but I will say this. I guarantee you, if you're not following a program, if you don't have a trainer or somebody that's helped you learn these things, I guarantee you're not getting nearly enough protein. I guarantee you're not getting enough protein. I thought I was. I was about 100 grams a day short. Right now, I'm doing 100 grams a day of protein, and I have been for the last year or so. That's how you get ripped. That's how you have a six-pack all year. That's how you don't lose muscle. That's how you feel like you're at your peak. You have to get enough protein. So I'm having 1 gram of protein per pound that I weigh. I'm a little bit less than 170 right now, but nonetheless. So that's something I learned is most of America, most of the world doesn't even get close to enough protein. So that may be your problem as well. So there you go. Those are some things I do during the day. I also make sure that I post once a day. Weekends are different. I got to get better about doing it even on the weekends, but post once a day on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'll tweet. And then multiple Instagram stories per day that I also send over to Facebook. So it posts to Instagram, then to my personal Facebook. I can do that because I have an Instagram creator account which lets it go to my personal Facebook story as well, so that I'm not having to recreate the wheel and do two separate stories. Those are the check marks that I have to do during the day. Then at night, the victory lap. Okay. So we started the day right. We did a few things during the day to make sure that we move the needle and make progress. I'm not perfect on posting on social media every single day. Sometimes I just, something happens and I just don't or can't. I'm working on that. But then you need to end the day right. You need to end the day on a positive note. You need to end it with what John Madsen calls the victory lap. Okay, so do this at night. So I take my journal. If you guys watching on YouTube, I use this thing called the Elite Journal. You can get it on Amazon. The Elite Journal, I'll link to it in the show notes. So wherever you're listening to the podcast, there will be a link to this on Amazon called the Elite Journal. And it has some of these things. So it asks what you're grateful for. The journaling is something I do in the morning and I do it at night. What are you grateful for? That's part of it. What did you do that day? What was good? What was bad? What did you learn? What did you screw up? What do you need to improve on? And then mine for gold. What can you improve on? What could you have done better next time? Then you need to plan the next day. So I love to look. I used to wake up in the morning and look at my schedule for the day. Do it the night before, guys. You have to plan the day the night before. Just get it out of your head and into your journal or onto your calendar. So I look at my calendar. I put the shit into my journal and say, okay, do this, 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 this. And then I don't have to worry about it. Then the next morning, I'm just dialed in and I go ahead. So plan the next day the night before. And then, like I said, gratitude. What are you grateful for? Write a few things down. Do it every single night. John Madsen, my friend, uses Evernote for this. I use the Elite Journal. Let me know, send me a DM on Instagram if you guys think this is a good idea, if you guys would want something like this. But I'm considering creating a journal myself that has a bunch of this stuff, but then also some real estate specific action items, some marketing stuff, and some other things to help you as a realtor. That'll just include all this. So a daily journal made for us that includes all this stuff. I'm thinking about doing that. If there's enough appetite for it, I probably will. So let me know. I think that'd be helpful. That's it, guys. I start the day with victory hour. I end the day with victory lap. You'll notice I start the day and end the day with gratitude. What am I grateful for? I'll actually write this stuff down and then I'll think about it for a few seconds. That's so powerful. There's so much bullshit going on in the world right now. So much craziness. There's so many. The world is absolutely insane. At least they want us to feel that it is. It is, but I think the majority of us can smell bullshit. You know what I'm talking about. We can smell bullshit. People are good. People are great, actually. And people are not this stupid. We're just allowing certain things to happen. And when we do that, when we roll over and allow certain things to happen, we get stressed. We get worked up. We get all the, you know, and I do it too. I get all worked up about certain things. And I found that when I started my day off with victory hour, end it with victory lap, I'm much more intentional. I'm much more calm. I'm happy. And I'm so much more productive. And as a result, I've doubled my income since June. Okay. And I'm working towards six figures a month in overall revenue. That's something that I didn't really think was possible a year ago. I knew some people that were doing it, but I'm like, I don't know about that. But like, I see it. It's right there. I just have to finish out a few more things and boom, we're there. And I attribute that to journaling, starting the day off right, getting up a little bit early, and doing this intentionally every single day. I hope this is helpful for you guys. I mean, there's all sorts of different versions of morning routines. If you're doing one that works, keep doing it. Don't do anything different. But if you're not, or maybe you just want to incorporate a few of these things into what you're currently doing, awesome. I highly recommend it. And you'll notice I really mix fitness, health, and business. It's all related. They're not separate. Okay, your fitness and health is not a different thing. You need fitness and health to do great in business. If you want the energy and the confidence and the stamina to do great in business, you need to be in pretty damn good shape. You need to be training 4 to 5 days a week. You need to be eating right. You need to be eating healthy foods and do it intentionally. You have to. Okay. What good is crushing it in business, but being fat as hell? What good is that? I mean, cool. maybe you're being a great example for somebody that you're making some money, but then you're also a fat slob. I'm sorry, but that's, are you doing your best? Are you doing your best? When I was out of shape a year ago, I was absolutely not doing my best because I was making excuses. And so those of you guys that have seen my before and after pictures on my Instagram highlight, when I didn't pay attention to my health or my fitness, you start looking and feeling a certain way, which was shitty. Low energy, you look like crap, you feel like crap, your shirts are fitting tighter, not in a good way, not in a good way, but like in the belly, shirts are fitting tighter and you're embarrassed and you're like, and you just feel shitty about yourself. You can do something about it. You just have to start a day at a time. This will help you start moving towards that. If you're not winning in every area of your life, ask yourself why and when did you decide that you can't have it all? When did you decide that you can't win in all areas? When did you decide that it could only be in one or the other? The great thing about that is you can then decide you can win in all areas and then start moving towards that on a daily basis. That's what I want for you guys. I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure, guys, something that you need to do to stay on top of your real estate business and to make sure that business is not falling through the cracks so that you can start to grow and be more productive, you need to have a great system in place to manage your contacts, to take care of your drip campaigns, to manage follow-up and transactions and everything. There's a reason why every big team, every big agent in the industry is using Follow-Up Boss. Kind of a hint, right? So Follow-Up Boss, we've teamed up with. They've been gracious enough to extend to you guys, Massive Agent Podcast listeners only, a 30-day free trial. If you go through their website, it's only 14-day free trial. You don't even need to put in a credit card. I love it. So just try it out, 30 days for free. Follow-Up Boss is probably one of those things that you've been looking for a long time, but you just thought it's unaffordable or it's not for me or that's only for big teams or whatever. It's not. Okay, try it out. And all you need to do is go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. Get it. Use it. Try it out for 30 days. No credit card required. I love Follow-Up Boss. I think it is the best overall software available, the best tool rather, for agents who really want to grow that I've ever seen. It is. So go check it out, guys. 30-day free trial. Appreciate you listening. See you guys next week for episode 200. Let me know what you guys think about Victory Hour, Victory Lap. Once you start implementing it, I want to hear from you how it's helped you and how you've used this in your lives and what's happened since. Hope you guys have a great freaking weekend. Go crush it. Take care.